where passengers board trains below ground level. She hopes the depot could also hold retail space and eventually a bus station. Area health departments say a full supply of flu vaccines for a second straight year leaves no excuse for residents to avoid getting their annual shot. Julie Pride, acting administrator for the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, says a lot more people have come by their offices seeking vaccines the last couple of years. The CUPHD provides a convenience tomorrow by again offering its drive-through service, which Pride says serves as a kind of emergency exercise for her staff.
Because we need to give flu shots anyway, this is a great opportunity for us to get everybody out. We run it like it's an emergency preparedness event. The clients don't know any different. They just come through and get their flu shot, but we're really working behind the scenes and with other agencies and using it as a drill.
The Public Health District's drive-through clinic is from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. outside its West Kenyon Road facility tomorrow and Thursday. Shots are also available in the offices Monday through Friday. Meanwhile, Vermilion County Health Department Administrator Steve Laker says they've given about 800 doses of flu vaccine already this year, but demand is still light so far, which he says may be due to warmer weather or because last year was a light flu season. Laker's office began administering shots last week. They expect to provide more as the January peak of the flu season approaches. A full schedule for getting vaccinated can be found on the Vermilion County Health Department's website at vchd.org. Governor Rod Blagojevich is calling on Tony Rezko to tell the truth the day after federal prosecutors gave their strongest hint yet that the convicted fundraiser might be cooperating with them. After a dedication ceremony at Chicago State University today, Blagojevich wouldn't say whether he was worried about his future now that his friend may be talking to authorities. While saying friends can make mistakes, Blagojevich insisted he does things the right way. Blagojevich has not been charged with any wrongdoing. Rezko was convicted for launching a $7 million scheme to use his clout with the Blagojevich administration to squeeze kickbacks out of a contractor and money management firms wanting to do business with the state. A University of Chicago professor says he was completely surprised to win a share of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Physics. Yoshiro Nambu won for his discovery of what's known as spontaneous broken symmetry. Nambu says he was asleep when he got the call about the prize earlier this morning.
I did not expect it in any way at this particular time, and I must say I was very surprised when I got the news.
The 87-year-old Nambu was born in Japan and is now a U.S. citizen. He's worked at the University of Chicago for 40 years. Nambu will share the $1.4 million prize with two Japanese physicists. A judge has sentenced a former Central Illinois teacher and pastor to 2 years probation for possession of child pornography. Judge James Coriel yesterday accepted the deal worked out between prosecutors and Randy DeJanes. DeJanes pleaded guilty in August to the single count. Prosecutors have said they plan to drop charges accusing him of molesting students at DeLand Weldon High School in Piatt County, where DeJanes taught English. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Right now we have rain that is moderate to a couple of heavy spots stretching from northwestern Illinois across the northern third of the state and into western Indiana. Does come to an end before moving into the Indianapolis area, but the movement being from the south to the north-northeast means Indianapolis will be getting into some scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two as well. For east central Illinois, things are drying up a little bit right now. Not totally, but there are more holes in the radar returns indicating rain. There's still some light rain around the Champaign-Urbana area, and there are some more pockets to the south and to the west from the St. Louis area up to around Springfield, up through Lincoln, and along the Illinois River Valley. But more and more locations across extreme southwestern Illinois starting to see an end of the precipitation. Still a chance for a thunderstorm or two, but most of the precipitation will just be scattered rain showers, and very little thunder and lightning are expected across the two-state area this evening. Lows tonight will range from around 47 in northwestern Illinois to 62 and south central Indiana. Tomorrow, northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy. Elsewhere in Illinois, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers early, generally during the morning. And in Indiana, cloudy with areas of rain through the day tomorrow and highs that will range from around 66 in northwestern Illinois to 72 in the far south. Champaign-Urbana, cloudy showers this evening, then areas of light rain overnight, the low 54, cloudy with a few showers early tomorrow, the high 68. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow evening, clearing and cooler with patchy fog forming overnight tomorrow night, the low 47, and mostly sunny for Thursday, the high 75. It's 63 degrees on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This evening, another chance to tune in for a presidential debate. It's the second of three meetings between John McCain and Barack Obama, and voters, guided by NBC's Tom Brokaw, will pose the questions. The topics will likely mirror what's on the minds of Americans around the country today.
The war is my first priority. I have a son over in Iraq right now.
The economy.
Health care.
I want to hear how we're going to get out of this economic mess.
The debate.